If hip hop should die before I wake, I put an extended clip and body them all day. Roller every station, wreck the DJ. Roller every station, wreck the DJ. If hip hop should die before I wake, I load an extended clip and body them all day. Roller every station, wreck the DJ. Roller every station, wreck the DJ.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Nas pronounced the death of hip-hop with his 2006 hit album, Hip Hop Is Dead, which you're hearing in the background. But even though sales haven't picked up, some argue that the genre is alive and well online. Not at MySpace, necessarily. The new social networking site Rapspace is building an online hangout for aspiring MCs and the hip-hop fans who love them. McLean Mashingadze Greaves is the founder and CEO of Rapspace and joins us by phone from his home in Toronto. McLean, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi, thank you very much, and thank you for the welcome.
So, do you think the hip-hop community is not being served by the existing networking sites like MySpace or YouTube?
Well, the thing is that if you look at YouTube and if you go to MySpace, you know, you will certainly find some hip-hop content. But they don't particularly have a lot of views, because what happens there is that they're such huge sites that some of the best hip-hop content on those sites ends up being buried, especially niche hip-hop, like some of the gospel rappers on YouTube, some of the progressive stuff. They end up being buried in favor of, you know, more sort of general content that tends to be more sort of like the comedic, you know, dog riding a bicycle type of content.
So when you refer to Rapspace on the site as hip-hop of the people, is that what the of the people means?
Well, pretty much. I mean, essentially what we're doing at Rapspace is that we allow anybody who's got a creative idea involving hip-hop to go to our site and to publish that idea for the entire world. So if it's a rapper, they can plug in a webcam, they can plug in a microphone and essentially choose one of our beats and just start rhyming on top of it and save it on the community so that anybody can see it, can rate it, can rank it, that sort of thing. The reason why we're doing that is because hip-hop has been really suffering the last 5 years in terms of being a creative art form. It's really been reduced to just hucksters trying to sell units at any cost, and a lot of bottom fishing, a lot of misogyny, a lot of anti-black behavior, so to speak. And we feel the best way to solve that sort of slump is taking it back to the people as opposed to the music labels and some of the broadcasters who are sort of perpetuating the negative imagery of hip-hop.
We're speaking with McLean Mashingadze Greaves. He is the founder and CEO of Rapspace. And let me come back, McLean, to something you said a moment ago. If you're an aspiring rapper and you don't have a beat of your own, you can pick one from Rapspace's, what, library of beats?
Yeah, we've got a library of cleared beats that anyone on our site can use as a sample. And so there's about 40 beats there. And what we're adding to the site is the ability for anyone to upload their own beat and actually allow other people to rhyme over those beats as well. And so that way we sort of help minimize the risk of copyright infringement and encourage our artists to be able to use as much as they want. And right now we've got almost 10,000 rappers on Rapspace. So we actually, in theory, have one of the largest hip-hop labels out there.
Yeah. Now, what role do the users play, and at what point do you get involved and start, you know, bringing artists into the studio and stuff?
The users really are, in some ways, like the A&R fishing net for Rapspace. They're the ones who determine who's good and who's not. You know, it's really not up to us to make that call. What we do is that we've got internal reporting systems to be able to show us who's really getting traction within the online community. And then what we do is we basically pair those users up with beat makers on Rapspace and also producers who are offline. Myself, I'm a producer. And so we kind of connect the dots so that they can actually have an opportunity to develop their careers. We also produce music videos for those artists as well. And then the last part of the equation is that we're building our own hip-hop channel so that we can give those artists exposure and also so we can provide to hip-hop fans a real outlet of real hip-hop as opposed to, like, the booty bling blunt formula that's been overexposed in the last 5 years by the likes of BET and other broadcasters.
All right, so tell us, I mean, let's give us an example. Tell us about Oddman, a Toronto-based MC. I guess he's the first on your label, the first to actually be produced on the Rapspace label.
Yeah, and he's like the most popular rapper on our site. As soon as he came on the site, he just became instantly a hit. And it's very interesting because he's a, you know, he's a white guy from Toronto, who probably doesn't look like your typical rapper, but he writes these very clever, brilliant rhymes and has this very unique, interesting, cerebral style that isn't very common right now in the hip-hop marketplace. And so for us, you know, we've been watching him for a while and watching him gain this audience around the world. And so what we're doing now is we're actually pairing him up with some producers, and we're actually, you know, getting his songs up to speed. And our goal is to be able to release him out to the marketplace and hope that he becomes a big star. But his name is very appropriate, Odd Man, because he's kind of an atypical rapper.
All right. And I can't think of too many rappers who've taken their, you know, inspiration from Edgar Allan Poe, but here is Nevermore by Odd Man.
I heard a thump, thump, thump. It was at my chamber door, 11:30. It was probably my girl Lenore, but there was silence. Lenore by now would have made herself at home. She had habitual tendencies like weeding, speaking on my phone. A thump, 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 loud like a lion's roar. Someone's loudly tapping, tapping at my chamber door. Whoever it is, I should convey to you, I really must implore. I was napping when you so loudly started tapping my chamber door. Dreaming of rapping for crowds galore in mayhem. I was soaring through the skies like nighthawks and ravens. I was off the charts like Rain Man. People felt illiterate like cavemen, and spell check couldn't even save them. I ate chumps, chumps, chumps. Then I heard the thump that you were thumping. My heartbeat had jumped. My rapid eyes, they stopped bumping my eyelids. Who's there? What's your name, kid? If you're stalking and came walking, you'll be leaving here an invalid. Nevermore, I stand strong, stand straight. Like constellations that reflect that night off the lake.
So that is Toronto-based Odd Man and his song Nevermore. And we're speaking with McLean Mashingazi Greaves, who is the founder of Rapspace, which discovered Odd Man. And that is some very clever, very literate rapping there. You also have rappers from Ireland and Kenya. Is this kind of part of the Rapspace vision that hip-hop needs to be a kind of a global phenomenon to evolve and survive?
Absolutely. We really think, well, we recognize the fact that, you know, around the world, hip-hop really is the language or the culture of youth. It doesn't matter whether you're in Kenya or whether you're in Paris or London. It's the same thing everywhere. And so we want to be able to build a brand that is truly global and that isn't just necessarily U.S.-centric. I mean, 75% of our audience is from the U.S., but we're betting on the fact that even within the United States, there are a lot of hip-hop fans whose tastes are far broader than the limited top 20 playlist that you hear on the radio.
So if you want to hear Al Boog, then Rapspace is the place to go. We've been speaking with the founder of Rapspace, McLean Mashingazi Greaves. McLean, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
And that'll do it for today's show. Tomorrow, never mind food, water, and shelter, what if you could take just one album to a desert island? What album would it be? Music critics who dared answer that question for picks, and will take your calls. Plus, Minnie Driver, the British actress and singer-songwriter, talks about her latest album, Sea Stories, and plays live in our studio. There are many ways to listen to Soundcheck. Our archives and podcasts live online at WNYC.org. You can always check out the comments feature as well. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was Rob Christensen. The program produced by Brian Wise, Joel Meyer, and Allison Lichter with Alicia Abbott. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow. Our executive producer is Chris Bannon. We had help today from Chris Egan. I'm John Schaefer. Join us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck.
I love you, baby. You know I love you, baby.